BBC
Radio York. Coming up tonight then, this week's edition, Where in the World Is Andy Mossack? Our roving international travel ace is in another city in this globe. Not in this country, he's actually somewhere else. I have two clues to track him down. One now, one after the news at 11, and the travel log about 20 past 11. Clue number one, this week I'm in a city that was named after the winner of a competition. Poseidon and Athena both competed for patronage by offering the citizens a gift. Athena offered an olive tree. Poseidon offered water. The people chose the olive tree, and the rest is history. What do you think, then? Now, we're looking, this is the, you know, the Greek pantheon, isn't it? So I'm thinking, I'm going to go for Greece, but where exactly? Is it the obvious? Or am I doing myself out of an easy point here? 81333RUSS when you drop by and say hi on the text 0800 389 3333. Another clue after 11. Coming up to 5 to 11. Where do you think we are then for Andy Mossack? Hi to Neil. Straight plumb for Athens. I was going that way as well, man. I was going that way. I should have declared early. Beth in Boston. I think it's Athens. I think it's Athens. Sorry, I put my very posh voice on for that. Are you going to Athens? Yes, so thank you, Beth, though. Athens. I hope if you've got any animals, they're doing well as too. Hi to Matt, going for Athens. Liam, going for Athens. Neil, also Hazel. It's a lot of Athens. I think we're sticking with Athens. What do you reckon on it? Hi, Haley. Also going for Athens. John, thank you for your quick note on this as well. Yeah, Athens, Athens, Athens. Definitely Athens, says Jules in Scarborough. Sometimes, this is how he gets me. It's like the double bluff. Because he'll make it and you think, oh, Athena. Oh, he's in Greece. Oh, it's Athens. And then he'll come on and say, no, it's this place. And you, go, you know, he'll tease me in and then I think I've got it. And then, yeah. But you know what? I always go with you. I think Athens, what we're plumping. Not long, we'll find out if we're right. Quite actually, I've been to Greece a couple of times, never been to Athens, so I'll be fascinated to find out what's going on there. Thank you for the Songs for Dickens as well. Just brilliant work. Very nice. Thank you for all the help so far as we try to track down our international travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. I feel you and I are on the right lines. We can probably feel comfortable in our plump. Here, though, is clue number two. And if this makes us think again, feel free, let me know. This city was the birthplace of democracy. 500 BC, it developed a system where 500 eligible citizens could directly vote on laws, giving rise to the self-rule system of government. I'm feeling confident in the plump. 81333RUSS. When you drop by and say hi on the phone, 0800 389 3333, facebook.com/latenightrussell. And as always, the WhatsApp is there, 0800 321 333. Start your WhatsApp with Russ. We've got Andy Mossack coming up in 15 minutes. So you've pointed me in the right direction. Time to head for the airport and get on the plane, man. Heading for foreign climes in these strange times. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Hiring a Datsun Cherry, driving around cities you wouldn't believe. He's been all over the world. And I'm pleased to say he's with us tonight. Good evening, my friend.
Kalispera, Mr. Walker.
Oh, Kalispera, my friend. How are things in Athens?
Yes, indeed. Well, I've been walking in the footsteps of Aristotle and Plato and Socrates with my hand on my chin, thinking philosophy and various things like that, sir. Of course. Why wouldn't you?
And may I ask what thoughts have presented themselves to you?
Well, you know, it's a very difficult thing. Life in general, you know, capital of the Western culture. I've got a lot of things going on in my head, haven't I? You know, democratic, all those things, you know. I'm just thinking to myself, you know, is life, you know, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah, and how's the booze? Whenever I get, all I'm saying is, whenever I get those kind of thoughts, that's where I turn. I'll just, I'm not suggesting it. I don't think doctors recommend it, but that's what happens to me.
No, I agree. And the wine's not too bad, to be honest. So why not? Indeed. And I've been in a vineyard this week and done a bit of wine tasting. So absolutely. Yeah. It's,
good Lord.
It's wonderful. So
now, okay. Here we go. This is truly a world city. This is the seat. This is where so much stuff happened first. So yeah. if you rock up in Athens, A, two questions here. How hot is it there at the moment? And B, where do you start in Athens, man?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we went from sort of -6 in Lithuania to last week to now +17, sunny. You know, it's lovely.
Oh,
very
beautiful.
Nice. And I've got to say, you know, I can't remember a city so dominated by a single landmark, you know, as prominent as the Acropolis, except maybe, I guess, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, you know. It's absolutely, you know, it's just everywhere. This 5th century BC, the columns of the Parthenon, you know, atop the hill of the Acropolis, you know, it's visible from every single part of Athens, day or night, you know.
Wow.
It's just like a daily reminder, I think, to the Greeks of their heritage. You know, just wake up every morning and you see it there, you know. And interestingly, every balcony and every rooftop restaurant in the city just points to it all the time. You know, just you can't get away from it. It's there, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. So what do? You're right. You know, what on earth can you do? Well, the thing is, there is ancient Greece everywhere you look. Okay, it's one of those cities where you can't fail to notice it. So you get a bus or a tram or a train, just, you know, hop on and go a couple of stops, and you might drive past, oh, look, there's the Temple of Zeus there, you know, and then drive past, oh, Hadrian's Arch, you know, how about that? I mean, the ancient Agora has a railway station next to it. So you just come out the station and there's this, you know, this 5th century ruin just standing there. You know, it's like that, isn't it? I mean, so it's everything like that. If you're really into history,
Well, here's my question, because you're never anywhere for no reason. You always go places for some particular reason. So I'm interested to find what's taking you to Athens. But when you get to the cities that, and there's not many of them in the world, obviously, but, you know, there's a few, and you've been to quite a lot of them, most of them, I would have thought. When you turn into a place that is absolutely laden with history and it has this, sometimes you get the sense that kind of the modern city is fighting the old city, and then there's like this permanent sort of battle between them, because you don't want to get rid of this stuff. You're trying to incorporate that into the, you know, the new Athens. So how does Athens fare in that kind of battle?
You know, absolutely. You know, you couldn't have put it better, actually, Russ, because that's exactly the reason I came here. It's called Athens Beyond the Obvious, right? So I am looking at I can't write about something that millions of people have already seen and you know, read about and looked at pictures of. You know, it's kind of one of those things. So I'm looking at the alternative Athens. So I've been looking at things that perhaps lots of people may not have been doing.
Okay.
So, for instance, I went on this absolutely brilliant walking tour of neighborhoods, and it's all about street art. And this guy came with me. He's an artist himself. He's a street artist, and he was the guide. And he's called Rude. I mean, he's great. And Rude was sort of telling me all about, this is all about legal graffiti. And graffiti itself is a Greek word, or came from a Greek word, which is pretty good.
Wow.
You know, anyway, but so he took me around these really cool areas of the city. And they've got these huge murals, full building, you know, size.
Wow.
Down to small stencil work, you know. And they've all got these interesting political messages. And even the big corporates now are using the sort of graffiti murals to maybe advertise a brand, you know. And they can do it because they can put the murals up in, like, where they know the demographic's going to be. So if it's like, you know, kind of cool, trendy teenagers, it'll be a beer or it'll be a PlayStation or something like that. You know, yeah. They exactly know how to target their demographics. And they put them on the most unlikely places. You know, you've got the sides of the building down to the sides of wheelie bins. They've got graffiti everywhere. And it was a fantastic tour. You know, it was like 3 or 4 hours. The guy was brilliant. He was really descriptive. And he even took me to an area called Gazi, which is an old district where they had big gas works. And they've repurposed this old gas tower into a radio station. So
Garrett,
you can imagine
really?
Yourself as a DJ, yeah. Put in this massive gas tower. And it's one of the most popular radio stations in Athens. So it was a really cool tour. And I thought, well, that was a good start. And then the second one I did, which I loved, outside of Athens city itself, they call it the Athens Riviera. And it's literally like a 10-minute, 15-minute ride by train or bus. And you get to the Mediterranean. I mean, literally down to the Mediterranean coast, and it stretches for miles and miles. And you've got marinas and these fancy yachts, and you've got fishing ports and resorts and towns. And who would have thought? It's literally, you know, 15 minutes away from this fantastic city, is you've got beaches and the Mediterranean. And so I've been exploring all along the coast as well. The old airport, in fact, the old Athens airport, which has been shut for like 20 years, they've just told me they're redeveloping it as a project. So they reckon in probably 2 years' time, they're going to have a whole stretch of hotels, shops and casinos all around this airport, which has
Good
been
Lord.
Basically barren for the last 20 years. So
how amazing.
Not happening. Yeah. Not
so-
happening.
So, I mean, when you go there, like, there's bits of the city. I mean, obviously, it's a world city, so you're going to have bits of the city that are quite sort of, you know, that are not gentrified, but you know what I mean? The hipsters have moved in, Andy, and you can still find some of, like, the old school charm. So go and have a look around, and what else is sort of on the cards when you're knocking around a city like Athens?
Well, Plaka is wonderful. The bottom of the Acropolis is this Plaka, which is the oldest neighbourhood in Athens. And it's wonderful just to literally, honestly, just walk around these ancient streets and alleyways. But just above Plaka is this lovely, lovely little village area. It's called Anafiotika. And it's above Plaka, but it makes you feel like you're in an Aegean island, believe it or not, because it was built. It was built by islanders who came to Athens. They were labourers, and they came here, and they built this neighbourhood because they wanted to feel like they were still at home. So you walk in, and it's like being on an island somewhere. It doesn't look like you're actually in Athens. So it's rather weird, but very, very unusual. And obviously, it's got a great story to it. So places like that, I love. And of course, the highlight for me this week, apart from everything else, was food and wine.
Of course.
I went to this winery and I did a bit of wine tasting, and the Greeks are pretty good, you know, at producing some of the food of the grape, as it were. And there is something rather decadent, right, about, you know, sitting there at lunchtime just tasting different wines and nibbling on cheese and cold cuts. I mean, you know, I thought to myself, this is the life, isn't it? You know, pour out another red.
Yeah, pour out another red. I'm not sure you really needed to wear a toga while doing it, though, Andy. That'd be the that's the question.
Well, yes, yeah, when in Rome, as they say. Yeah, yeah. Actually, talking about that, I must crowbar this in. There is this other great bit of Athens, and it's. I remember walking around this when I was here last. It's the excavated Olympic track. It's called the Panathinaik Stadium.
Yeah.
Of the original Olympics. And it's entirely made out of marble. It's an extraordinary place. And they used to hold Olympic events there. And they had the discus, the javelin, running and wrestling. But I believe they weren't wearing any clothes at the time.
Oh, so, well, When in Rome.
Well, when, can you imagine throwing a javelin with no clothes on? I mean, it's, yes.
Well, it may, it could be nasty. It may improve ratings, but I don't think the sponsors would be too happy.
Indeed not. No. Wow. No. And I believe this was also the home of the theatre, is it not?
I think it may be the Greek tragedies. So it's the home of democracy. Obviously, certain elements of show business and wrestling. It's the home of wrestling, and it's the home of the Olympics. It start a lot, didn't it? Really,
it did. It really did. Yeah. And I've been stuffing my face like crazy. Really,
what have you been eating? God, give me a standard dish that you've been eating.
Well, you've got to do the 200 plates of food in the mezze, haven't you?
Yeah, you got to, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Cheese pie goes down rather well here. They do a good cheese and they do a spinach pie as well. And here's something. What would you call a Greek salad in Greece?
A salad, probably.
Salad, yeah. I've got this thing, you know. I said, well, what do they call it here? And they said to me, well, it's a Greek salad, sir.
It's a Greek salad. I'll take the Greek.
Because I think, what do you call a Danish pastry in Denmark? You know, I know we're off topic now, but, you know.
I just got to this. I tell you what you do. Here's what you do. You just go, I'll have the house salad. And I'll have two glasses of your house red and a house salad, please.
It's brilliant. No, honestly. Excellent. And whenever I've gone out to dinner, I'm the only one in the restaurant because nobody eats dinner till about 11 o'clock. So,
fantastic.
We're up there at 8 o'clock and it's empty.
Yeah, you're still there when they come in, and you sat down at four. That's generally how that's how it's like when I'm on holiday. Anyway, so there it is, Athens, a truly great world city. I mean, you can get to it myriad ways. You know, I'm sure most airlines will fly in.
Yeah, absolutely. All the budgets, everybody basically. Yeah, and they seem to be really good on COVID, particularly. Everyone's very strict. You have to show your passport before you go into a restaurant. Okay. Like they are mostly in the continent. Very good. Very good at that. So
brilliant
everyone
stuff.
Feels very confident about it. Well, yeah. One thing I must tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to look up. Get to YouTube and have a look at the Presidential Guard Ceremony. It's absolutely extraordinary. Okay.
The Presidential Guard Ceremony.
Yeah. They wear kilts, garters, and clogs with bonbons on. You won't find it's brilliant. You've just got to watch it, and you'll thank me later, as they say.
Excellent stuff. Now, that's brilliant. Well, enjoy the rest of your time in Athens. When are you coming back?
Thank you. I'm here till Sunday night, actually. So, yeah, I'm getting back late on Sunday.
And
so,
will we be having a chat to you next Friday night?
Well, we've got to have a good sort of festive farewell, haven't we?
That's what we've got to do. Andy, you enjoy your time in Athens. Thank you for another visit, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, mate. See you.
There he goes, Andy Mossack. Athens. Been to Greece, never been to Athens. I feel like I'm missing out. I do love a nice cheese pie. Bring it to me. Another visit from Andy next week.